Welcome to Prayer 101 with Pastor Paulette Bourne. How to pray effective prayer. It is one thing to pray, but it's a whole nother thing to pray prayers that are effective. In the book of Daniel, chapter 11, verses 32b, it says this, "But the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploit." God power is released when you commit yourself to praying effectively. If your desire is to be strong and carry out great exploit for God, then your prayers must be effective. To be effective in your prayer, you must be open to God's will and direction for your life as revealed in His Word. 4. Guide to effective prayer. The acronym ACTS. We're going to look at all four aspects of the acronym ACTS. A stands for adoration. Learn how to adore God for who He is. Worship, praise, exalt Him. The Psalms are great to do this. Adoration is simply expressing your love for God through your words. And in order for your prayers to be effective, you must learn to adore God. Number 2, the letter C. It stands for confession. After you have adored Him, ask the Holy Spirit to reveal any sin in your life. Confession is simply agreeing with God concerning your sins. The Bible tells us that if we regard iniquity in our heart, God will not hear us. And when we go to God in prayer, we want God to hear and not just hear, but to answer. As you confess, remember the blood of Jesus has paid the price for your sin. Therefore, never go to God with condemnation. Condemnation leads to death. Repentance leads to salvation. All right? And when you are convicted of your sin, then it leads you to repent. So God does not send condemnation. His way is always conviction. Number 3, the letter T stands for thanksgiving. Giving thanks to God is expressing your gratitude and appreciation for what God has already done and what God is doing now. It says, God, I trust you and I am grateful. I am grateful for what you have done thus far and I am grateful for what you are about to do now. Thanksgiving opens the way for God to bless you and for your prayers to be effective in the presence of God. Number 4, the letter S, and it stands for supplication. This is when you now tell God your petition. You pray for whatever is on your heart, and you are open to the Holy Spirit leading. The prayer of supplication is one of the most often prayed prayers, because there are times when we are going through, and all we can think about is a prayer of supplication, asking God to relieve whatever it is that we're going through. Prayers are effective when we learn to apply these components to our prayer time. Therefore, as you grow and mature in your prayer life, don't forget the acronym ACTS. Adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and supplication.